Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to join me and Teresa this Wednesday, May 7th, in Watertown, South Dakota, at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church for the Rosary, Friendship, and Good Conversation. There will be a picnic supper served from 5:30 to 6:30, and then at 6:30 p.m., we will be praying the rosary in the church. We'll stick around as long as you do for good conversation. You can find all the information at schooloffaith.com. Just click on events. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of the Apostle, St. James the Less, not to be confused with James the Greater, the brother of St. John. This James was a cousin of Jesus and the first bishop of Jerusalem. Known as James the Just, he was revered by both Jews and Christians for his holiness and deep life of prayer. He entered the temple daily, and his knees became like a camel's from constant kneeling in prayer. And for about 30 years, he preached the gospel in Jerusalem and drew many to believe in Christ. But fearing his influence, the religious leaders brought him to the pinnacle of the temple at Passover and demanded he deny Christ. But James boldly proclaimed, "Jesus, the Son of Man, sits at the right hand of the great power and will come on the clouds of heaven." Enraged, they threw him from the pinnacle of the temple, and still alive, James fell to his knees and prayed, "Lord, forgive them." And then he was killed by a blow to the head. His relics are venerated in the Cathedral of St. James in Jerusalem's Armenian Quarter, near the ancient Temple Mount, in harmony with early Christian tradition that he was buried on the very spot where he died. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Now you might be surprised to learn that the Apostle James the Less was the first Catholic bishop of Jerusalem. He was appointed so by the Apostle Peter before Peter departed for Rome. From the very beginning, Christ entrusted his church to the apostles, making them the bishops, with Peter as the visible head and first pope. Now, every other Christian community was founded by a human being. Martin Luther founded the Lutheran Church, John Calvin, the Presbyterian, Henry VIII, the Anglican Church, which later became the Episcopalian Church in America. The Greek and Russian Orthodox churches traced their roots to the apostles like St. Paul, St. John, and Andrew. But only the Catholic Church was founded directly by Jesus Christ himself in Jerusalem. And Jesus entrusted to the Catholic Church the fullness of his mission, as well as the Eucharist and the sacrifice of the Mass, the complete body of his teaching, and his own Mother Mary, given to us as our mother. This fullness has been preserved faithfully in Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium, the living teaching authority of the Church. So Christ instituted the Church's visible structure and authority. He appointed Peter as the head of the apostles and the first pope, as I said, and the other apostles as the first bishops. And then, in continuity with Christ's will, Peter consecrated James the Less as the first bishop of Jerusalem, a fact well attested by the earliest historians and fathers of the Church. Now, many today call for a return to the pure Christianity of the early Church, but history proves that the early Church was, and remains, the Catholic Church, founded by Christ, governed by the apostles, and continuing without break to this day. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. We have a letter from James in Scripture. And in that letter, he packs it with a lot of great teaching. I want to just focus on 3 points. James the Less was known as the Just because he didn't just hear God's word, he did it. His life of prayer and holiness flowed into action, and that's exactly what he teaches us. In chapter 1 of his letter, he tells us, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." It's easy to think we're growing in holiness because we hear Scripture, we pray, or feel inspired. But James warns that if we don't act on the Word, we're deceiving ourselves. This is why meditation must lead to a resolution, a concrete step we take today to live out the Word of God. As St. Francis de Sales says, the chief fruit of meditation is the resolution. Without it, meditation can actually be dangerous, tricking us into mistaking good thoughts for real virtue. So a resolution is not just a good intention. Oh, I wish I were a better person today. That's useless. We need a specific game plan. Today, I will be silent rather than gossiping. Daily resolutions form habits. Habits form virtues. And virtues, well, they form saints. James was called the Just because he lived this truth. If we want to grow in holiness, then we got to do the same. Not just hear God's word, but live it. So, do I have a concrete resolution flowing from my meditation every day that I can put into practice? Or am I too just deceiving myself? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. In chapter 3 of his letter, James warns us vividly about the destructive power of gossip. He writes, "Think how small a flame can set fire to a huge forest. The tongue is a flame like that. Among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a whole wicked world in itself. It infects the entire body. Catching fire itself from hell, it sets fire to the whole wheel of creation. Nobody can tame the tongue. It is a pest that will not keep still, full of deadly poison. We use it to bless the Lord and Father, but we also use it to curse men who are made in God's image. Blessing and curse come out of the same mouth." Pretty strong words from James, but I think he's right. Gossip is a kind of terrorism, because it's indiscriminate. Gossip causes devastating collateral damage, and once it's unleashed, there's no way to predict how far it will spread or who it will harm. But there is a remedy. The grace of God in conjunction with the virtue of goodwill. Well, what's the virtue of goodwill? It's three things. It means to want good for others, even competitors, even enemies. And it means to think well of others. Give them the benefit of the doubt. And finally, it means to speak well of others. Every person has the right to a good reputation. So I challenge you, try just for today to completely avoid gossip. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. James teaches about the sacrament of confession. He writes, "Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another." The word "therefore" connects confession with calling the elders. The Greek word for elder, presbytero, is the root of the English word priest. So James is telling us specifically, call for the priest and confess your sins. Now, when Jesus rose from the dead, he gave the apostles the power to forgive sins in John chapter 20. This power is handed down through the sacrament of holy orders. Bishops receive the fullness of holy orders and they ordain priests, giving them a share in their mission. So through ordination, priests act in Christ's name to offer the Eucharist and forgive sins, but they must also receive permission from their bishop because it is the bishop who has the fullness of the power of Christ to do these things. Through the bishop and priest, it is truly Christ who forgives, bringing healing and reconciliation. Now, all of us want to be happy, don't we? Don't we all want to be perfectly happy? And if so, we realize it's really our sin that ruins our happiness. So if we want to be happy, then we need to get rid of our sin. And the best way to do that is every day. Do a brief examination of conscience. It only takes a few minutes. And then keep track of it in a prayer journal so that you don't suddenly have amnesia and think you have no sins. And then heed the advice of James. Go to confession. Our Lady has asked us to go to confession at least once every month. Do this, you will reach happiness. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what did this meditation on James the Less cause you to reflect on?
There's a lot of good stuff in there, but I was really hit by his reflections on gossip. I think it's crazy to me to even think about. It's been 2,000 years, and that remains the same, and that remains really pertinent. I was just thinking about gossip in its own right, and I think it's something we fear so deeply, but we also do so casually, you know?
We should fear it because it's murdering our reputation.
Yeah.
And our reputation is very close to who we are.
Especially right now when we're at such a deficit of friendship, as you've described many times. That I think that's why we also fear it so deeply, because it's like without you even directly interacting with someone, you might be losing a tie with them.
Yeah.
It's one thing to, you know, lose a friend when there's something between the two of you, but when you're not even present and something might, it would almost make you just constantly paranoid because you wouldn't know what's happening. But at the same time, I think usually when we gossip, it's not with this great, mighty sort of justice that we want to come execute someone's reputation. Most of the time, it's just, I think, we want to feel like we have something significant to talk about. I also, man, when I look back at my life, I think the times when I was the worst about gossip was because a group of people wanted to discuss a problem someone else was having almost to fix it. But I'll tell you what, no committee has ever stepped in to look at someone else's life and assess what they think is right and wrong and then fix that person's life. More often than not, we make a big committee just to kind of feel powerful or feel like we're being helpful, to feel like we're discussing something meaningful. But it's someone's life, it's someone's reputation.
And oftentimes, it's because we don't have the fraternal love or courage to speak to that person directly.
Yeah.
And so we triangulate and tear them down.
Everyone else but them.
Yeah, we talk to everyone.
Nothing is more embarrassing than going to a third party and saying all these awful things that are happening with this person and describing all the things they've done wrong and how you feel like they've crossed you. And then they say, have you talked to them about it?
Yeah.
And I just melt. I just melt.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
that should be the first, when we want to speak to a third party about somebody, the first thing we should ask ourselves is, should I speak to the first person first?
Mm-hmm.
And what would I say to them? And if I can't say it to them, I certainly shouldn't say it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say there's a couple different examinations you can apply as well, because you can, for starters, it's good to get advice. That's actually fair. Sometimes you can find advice from someone can you avoid saying who it is?
Good point.
Can you talk to someone who's completely outside of it, who doesn't know that person, and get just the advice? Or do you want the person to know who it is and how? And also, are you telling a ton of people, or are you actually seeking advice from one counselor? Because I feel like most of the time, that's been a difficult discernment for me of, sometimes I don't want to talk about something at all because I'm afraid of gossip, but I can tell the difference when I look back and think, did you feel the need to tell everyone?
Yeah.
And did you feel the need to say, this is their name and address and where you can find them?
Yeah.
You know, I think even when I see creators online, I have respect for people who say, hey, I'm not going to name this person. And I don't want you to go and leave a bunch of hate on their page. I just want to talk about this situation and this is what's been going on, but I won't say who it is. I really respect that, and I think we should have the same respect for people.
Probably a good practice, one that James would suggest, is make the choice, because we are free. We are not enslaved to gossip. Make the choice not to gossip. Practice for a day. The end of the day, examine how you did.
Mm-hmm.
Keep track of that for a week and then go to confession. That's very, very practical, a very concrete strategy. And if you do that, you will make progress on gossip.
I think we'll probably be talking about gossip for a long time, but yeah, these are good steps.
Gossiping about gossip?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one person who I've never heard in the 22 years that I've known him, never heard him breathe a word of gossip.
Who?
Archbishop Nauman.
Yeah.
He refuses to speak badly of anybody. I try like the Dickens to get him to speak badly about people, and he just won't.
Yeah, good luck.
The other person who won't is your brother, Xavier.
Xavier is, not only will he not speak ill of others, but he has the best response when other people do start to gossip, which is, we feel so uncomfortable if we have to say, hey, can you stop gossiping? And he doesn't hit you that directly. He just looks so uninterested and so shocked whenever anyone starts to gossip that people just stop doing it, because it's not the reaction they want when they, every time I'm like, oh, this person, and he's like, just confused and baffled that I would talk about them poorly. It's a great response.
Yeah.
We should really strive to be such good defenders of others' reputations.
No kidding. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.